everybody, and welcome back to Growing With The Flow. Thanks for tuning in. Happy Monday, and oh my god, this is an exciting time because tomorrow is Halloween, I believe, for you guys listening on Monday that it comes out. And also, today that I'm recording this is the day that 1989 TV came out. So, ooh, a fun few days. I would love to give like a debrief of my thoughts on it, but I'm recording this at like midday and I've been at uni, so I really don't have thoughts yet. I did give a quick listen on my commute, but it only takes me like 25 minutes to get there, so I didn't really listen to the whole thing. But I'm very excited to have a new album and just forever grateful for the best thing ever, to be honest. So yes, I hope you're all enjoying the album and I hope you're feeling spooky. Happy Halloween! I have zero Halloween plans, and normally I would be like, oh, but I actually don't care at all. I feel like I have plans, they're just not like Halloween plans, so I'm fine. I'm not dressing up or doing anything. Come to think of it, where was I last year? I think maybe Indonesia during Halloween or Vietnam. So I didn't really do anything. And then all the previous years, the only time I would really ever do anything is because I was in a sports team, we had socials every week, and obviously they love a theme. So Halloween week was like dress up. I bought this pair of cat ears when I was, I want to say 16, and I wore them every year until my final year of uni, and I just wore black and I was a cat because I love the idea of dressing up and everything, and I think it is really fun and really like creative. Like, I love when people go all out. But sometimes I just can't, I'm just like, I feel a little bit bad, like, creating the outfit for no, I don't know, just for me, it doesn't really feel like there's a reason, like, because I'm not that into Halloween. I also have been to a pumpkin patch a few times in North Berwick, which is so cute. So that's always a good time. I think they actually just buy the pumpkins and put them on a field. I don't think they're actually grown there. Spoiler! Today's episode is going to be a big sister advice, but firstly, we have to debrief from my week. So the reason I'm recording this on Friday is because I have some plans at the weekend. I'm going to Diwali on Sunday. Diwali's not for a couple weeks more, but the celebrations in Trafalgar Square that are done like annually, it's like performances and street food and like good vibes, that's this Sunday. So I'm doing that. And a little fun fact for you, I used to be an Indian dance trooper. In an Indian dance troupe. I'd say from the ages of like, it's hard to tell because I feel like when you're young, something that you did for like even 1 year just feels like so long because it was like a fifth of your life at that point.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I actually have no idea how long I was in this dance troupe. I'm going to guess like 3 years, 2 years. And the woman that ran it, she got us some amazing gigs. And we performed at Diwali in Trafalgar Square, probably in like 2006 or something. And somewhere actually, my parents had a camcorder that will be, and they have so much footage, which I'm so grateful for. It's such a cool thing to have. But bless them. I feel like because I make YouTube videos and stuff, I'm so used to like editing things down to like the bare bones and like the real crucial, like most important moments. Like, I don't know, like if you wanted to make a good video, I feel like you'd often cut like so much of it, but they would just like hold this camera up for like a whole afternoon and it's like you're a fly on the wall, which is really, really cool. But flicking through it sometimes is like, oh my god, when is like the stuff happening? It's just like a boring conversation. And I don't know, there's loads of good stuff in there, but it would take me so long to find this Diwali performance. But we performed in Trafalgar Square. I remember someone's brother had to get roped in to be in it because there was a boy in the performance like that had been choreographed and there wasn't a boy in our like group. Nobody's brother wanted to do it, and they also had to be painted blue head to toe because I don't remember like the ins and outs of the routine, but they were obviously like portraying a god, or god I guess, and so they had to be painted blue, like their face, their feet, their hands, everything. And I'm not surprised actually that my brother got out of it, because he's not a pushover, he's not doing anything he doesn't want to do. But this poor kid was in it, and I felt really bad because I just remember distinctly being like, oh, he has got the short end of the stick for this performance. But maybe looking back, he thinks it's cool that he was on stage. Anyway, so that's some of my weekend plans. This week has been rough. It feels so weird to be at home in the middle of the day on a Friday. Since starting uni, I've been in till like 5 or 6 every day. But I submitted an essay today, and I also did a presentation earlier this week, and it's reading week next week, woo! So all of that together, I was just like, yeah, let's just go home. I had a class this morning that finished at 12, and I was like, okay, I've done everything for this week. Like, the only thing I'd be doing is reading for not next week, but the week after. And I was like, no, I'm not doing that. So I came home, I had some nice food. I've also made a chana masala for later, very productive. My room is tidy, the kitchen is tidy, I've got some incense burning, and the vibes are finally good. This has been a rough week. This presentation I gave on Tuesday, I was really concerned about because I just didn't feel like I understood the topic. Anyway, I did loads of work on it, and then I was like, okay, I finally kind of get it. But then I got there and I crumbled, like, and it's genuinely really embarrassing. I did cry on the bus on the way home, so I'm making fun of it, but it was kind of traumatic. Like, it was just so bad, and like the more I presented, the more I was like seeing the holes in my arguments. And then I was asked questions which I didn't answer well, and one question I didn't even answer, so it was all just a bit of a mess. And yeah, it's not for credit, so it's fine, but the cherry on the cake is that then this essay that was due today was on the same exact topic, like the exact same question. So then I was like, ugh, I can't even like put this stupid topic behind me, I now have to continue working on it, which was so annoying. But the essay is now submitted. Again, not for credit, it's just like a practice essay to get some feedback because it's an exam in January, and other than that, there's not really anything that you get feedback on. So yeah, I obviously want to do the essay even though it's not for credit, so that I can like see how I'm doing, because you have no idea when there's not like continuous assessment how you're doing. And especially in a master's, like, I have no idea of like my ability and the level. So I did try to make the essays like the best I could so that it was like an accurate representation of my knowledge, but I think it's shit. I don't know, this seminar I had on Tuesday, it really like shit, I don't know, it just like rocked me, because everybody in that class is so clever, and I know that you're probably like, you're clever too, but it's like, but I just know they're cleverer than me. Everything they say, it's like, I don't understand what you're saying because I don't know what these long words mean. And I know that like, just because somebody's like talkative doesn't mean they're clever, and just because somebody uses fancy words, like, I don't know, I know all those things, but this is just how I feel. I just feel like everyone's so much cleverer than me. And I'm not looking forward to getting this essay back and having a breakdown over how bad my mark is. Like, I don't think I'm getting it back for a while, which should be annoying to me because it's like, oh, I just put in all this effort, why can't you mark it like faster? But I'm like, nope, who cares, I don't want that essay back ever. Like, ugh. Anyway, if you're interested, it was on the effect of new donors like China on aid and like the consequences of these new donors. So that's what I wrote. It was only 1,500 words, so it wasn't long, but I feel like just getting your head around the whole idea That's what took me the longest time. Actually, it only took me like 3 hours to write the essay once I like had formulated my... Other than that, I don't think I did anything of interest this week. It's been raining a lot. It's been raining like every day. I'm yet to wear... Okay, I was going to say I'm yet to wear a coat, like, at all this year, but I did wear one day this week and it was so annoying. I was too hot and I was just carrying it around all day, so I put it back away. But it's so warm. It's November in 3 days, sorry, and I'm not wearing a coat. I don't need a coat. Like, I'm still warm. It's just so odd, but I'm really trying to make the most of it and, like, enjoy it. Like, I like the cozy vibes, but if you can't afford to have the heating on as much as you want, it's just miserable, really. And I can tell my room already has some mold and I can tell it's just going to get worse. And you know when it's just like impossible to get out of bed in the morning and then you're having a shower and then your body is like steaming afterwards because the air in your bathroom is so cold, you know, all of that. I'm just, because I'm kind of excited to be like cozy and all of that, but I'm just trying to be like, no, utilize what you have while you have it, because once you get that coat on properly, you're going to be wearing it every day until April, which is actually crazy to think about because I will have finished all my courses by April. I'll just be writing my dissertation and I just can't even imagine like being in that position now. But yeah, made it to reading week, which does feel good. I've done a quarter of the content of the degree now, which is so weird to have done it all in like, it's only been 5 weeks, but I have two terms each of 10 weeks and then I have to write a dissertation. So obviously I've not done a quarter of like the work. I've done zero of the work. I've not done anything that's getting graded, but I have like learnt a quarter of the content. So I'm kind of hoping it doesn't get much harder, because I feel like a quarter of the way through, you should have like a good idea of what you're going to be studying. So I think it feels good, but like I said, this seminar this week really like ruined me. But anyway, yeah, that's everything that happened to me this week. This coming week, reading week, I've still got a lot of work to do because I have an essay and an exam the week after. Both, again, not for credit, but just feel like it's important to like put in effort, otherwise I just won't know if I'm doing well and like how to improve. So that's what I will be up to next week. But I'm gonna give myself the rest of today off, and then I think the weekend and Monday and Tuesday, did like a half week off, so that's like 4.5 days, basically 5 days, because I just went to one class today and it was, I'm not gonna lie, it was a bit pointless. I wish I hadn't gone. I got there and like there was basically no one there, and I think it's because this essay is due today, so everybody's kind of like, shit, I need to get that done. And it was about like working in a team for this project that we're doing, which is really important, and like I agree it's like an important exercise, but it just never feels pressing to like do that kind of thing. So yes, okay, we are gonna get into the questions. If you are new around here, big sister advice is you guys can write in anything you want advice on. I also would be like happy to take topics, like small topics that you're like not sure how you feel about, that kind of thing. I always ask on the Instagram, which is growingwiththeflow_podcast. So if you ever want to submit something for one of these, it's just like a little question box I put on the story right before, or like a day before I record. And that's how you can submit some things. I love doing these episodes. I feel like you guys hopefully like them too. And it's just like a nice chit chat. I feel like I can like talk about what you guys want to hear and like give advice, but also just go into things that I'm interested in and like thinking about at the moment, because that's not like what naturally comes into my answers. So they're like a little snapshot at me and also you guys, which I love. So yeah, however, the first one I have today, I actually met somebody when I was walking home from uni, and I won't say her name in case she doesn't want me to, but she said she was listening to the podcast and she was saying how she actually submitted something for this episode, because I put up the story last night or like yesterday at some point. And I was like, oh my god, so cool, like what is it? I'll definitely make sure to answer your one. And then we had like a little 5 minute chat about it, and basically just about feeling lonely in a big city. And like she said she'd moved for uni, so just like a lot of change, and just, you know, you have like flatmates and course mates and stuff, but like you don't really have those like close connections yet when you're new, and like it's a big city, it's very overwhelming. So I thought I'd talk about that first, because she literally asked in person. So yeah, also if you're listening, it was very, very nice to meet you. Thanks for saying hi, I love that sort of thing. Okay, so I really relate to this question. When I was in first year, I moved to Edinburgh from London. I was 18. I didn't know anybody. And I didn't really get on with my flatmates. They were nice, like, no beef, but we weren't friends at all. And, like, weeks would go by where I wouldn't see them, that kind of thing. And it just wasn't, like, they weren't going to be my people, basically. I also did have friends on my course who I love and I'm still friends with now. But it just takes time to make, like, proper friends. I also made friends at cheer. I feel like my thing wasn't that I had no friends. I just hate, like, surface level interactions, and I don't know, when, for me to want to hang out with you a lot, I kind of want to be really, like, close. I want to be able to, like, completely be myself. I want to know, like, I don't know, just, like, I want to know what you're like. I want us to have, like, some sort of, like, relationship. I don't love meeting people and, like, making friends. I love having new friends. It's, like, I love having a friend that I've had for, like, 6 months. That's, like, great. I'm not, like, against new people. It's just that first 6 month period, or, like, however long it takes, I just find that so annoying and jarring, almost. And it's not to say, like, everybody that I've just met I don't like, or, like, I don't enjoy the relationships. It's not that, but I think when you move to a new place and that is your sole interaction, is those relationships, that can be really difficult. Because, like, at the moment I've met a lot of I've met a lot of people on my course, which has been so nice, and I've got some really nice friends, actually, which is so good, because I was like, oh my god, what if I don't make any friends? But it's going really well. But what's so nice is that, like, while I'm, like, making those friendships and, like, deepening them, I do still have people like Shreya and Rihanna, who are, like, best friends I've been friends with for years in the city, so I can still access, like, deeper, more, like, really close-knit friendships at the same time. And that's, I think, my, what I'm trying to say is, I need that. That's what keeps me, like, going. It's great to, like, make new friends and meet new people and stuff, that's great, but those people can't immediately be that for you. So if you don't have access to that, it is really difficult. And London can be such a lonely place, I think, especially because it's so busy. If you're, like, I don't know, sometimes I feel like when I'm in on a Friday or Saturday night, and you can kind of hear the buzz outside of, like, other people doing things, or, you know, your flatmates are out, you know, probably having fun. Sometimes there is, I don't really get, like, FOMO, but more like an element of, like, I feel like I'm not making the most of things, and how come everybody else has plans and I don't? I don't really feel like that recently, but this is, I'm tapping into, like, how I felt in first year. I remember Halloween in first year, actually, I was working because I didn't have to work. Like, well, I had to have a job for money, but I didn't have to work that night. And I was, like, filling in my shift sheet for, like, the week coming up. And I was like, I guess I can work on Halloween. Like, I've not got any plans. And I remember being, like, kind of like, ugh, kind of depressing that I literally, I'm just, like, at my minimum wage job, like, doing absolutely nothing on Halloween. And I'm in first year of uni, and there's this huge pressure in first year to, like, really do what, like, live life and, like, go on a million nights out. And, like, even if you go the wholesome route, there's still pressure, I feel like, to be really busy and, like, really, like, extroverted and with people all the time and just, like, living your life to the fullest, like, that kind of thing. And at my job on Halloween, when I didn't even have to work, that, like, I didn't need to pick up that many shifts, if you get me. Like, I was just like, oh, I may as well, because I've got nothing on. And then I got there on the day and I was like, this is kind of sad that I have, like, nothing to do. And that job was kind of good. I did quite like that job. The people there were really nice. But I don't know, I was just, like, getting the bus home. It finished quite late, I think, like, 10 maybe. Okay, not, like, late, but later. So I was, like, on the bus home, and you could, like, just see everybody else, like, in their costumes and, like, going out to wherever they're going, like, to pre's and stuff. And I was just like, I'll just be going back to my room on my own, not seeing my flatmates, not doing anything. And I think it does feel lonely. My advice here is to just, okay, I have multiple pieces of advice. The first piece of advice, or, like, thing to know, is that if you've moved to a new city, or you're in, like, a season of life where you just don't have that many close friends, to just keep going, keep putting yourself out there, keep, like, nurturing the friendships that you have. Because I do think, like, eventually the friendships you want to have will find you and like manifest in your life. But I agree that the in-between state, like the interim stage, is painful and like not that fun. So to get through that, I'd say utilize like calling people, FaceTime, get really used to doing things on your own. This is when I first learned to do things on my own. I never really did it when I was in school. I wasn't like scared of it. I just think because when you're in school, you're so busy, like you're at school all day and then you like do homework and then you kind of eat and go to bed, and then I also did sport, but like I really didn't have time to like, I don't know, it just wasn't even a thing then, especially on social media, like going on a solo date, that sort of thing, that is like new terminology that we didn't really have when I was in school, so I never really did that. I think I would like run errands on my own, like if I needed to go buy something or like that sort of thing, but I would never really go on like a fun day out just me. I think because you don't have that much free time, it's like, well, I just feel like you go with people more. But yeah, first year was when I really learned to like do things on my own. I remember my mum saying that she used to love like going to concerts and like just going shopping or going on like a long walk and like stuff like that on her own, and I was like, what the hell, what are you talking about, like on my own, just me. But I think that really helped me and I grew a lot from that, and I feel like ever since first year I've always been like really good at doing things on my own. I even went traveling for 6 weeks on my own. I was kind of in like a bad headspace at the time, but I wasn't like scared about being on my own, if that makes sense, and like I ate out like all the time on my own. And now I'd say I do like quote solo dates like every week. I don't think of it as that, but like if I don't have plans, I'll just go and do a day that I could do with somebody else on my own, like take my book to the park and read, or like go shopping, or like go on a nice walk, get a coffee, like those sort of things. And yeah, I feel like I should try and eat out on my own, but I don't really eat out much. It just feels like a waste of money. Well, not a waste of money, but it's a lot of money when you're not even doing it with somebody else, I find. So yeah, I've done it when I'm away a lot, and that doesn't bother me because I'm kind of like, no one knows me here. But I would just feel a bit more weird here, but I don't know, I could do it. So I feel like get good at like doing things on your own as well, because just because you don't have like tons of friends, maybe that doesn't mean that you can't, doesn't mean that you have to miss out on like the fun things. So yes, and then my final piece of advice in terms of like getting to a better place is to join some sort of club. I stand by this advice. I feel like so many people that I know, this is like how they've made friends. So a sport, music, anything like that that you like, go for it, because I just think that's how you meet like-minded people, and then you also have that barrier removed where you don't have to ask to meet up because every week you have this club, so you can like break through the first bit of the like the awkward bit where you don't really know each other. You can like break through that through the club, if you get me, and then you have the club to talk about, and you can, you know, talk about things you did at the club and be like, oh, I like this person, that kind of thing. Like, it's just easier, you have something to talk about, and you always know you're gonna at least see them once a week, and then you can always be like, oh, do you want to like go off for a coffee afterwards. Like, it just feels like it's easier to attach things to that rather than if you, I don't know, for example, if you meet somebody, same sort of thing with like a lecture, but it's very easy with lectures, I feel like, to just go and sit down and then leave and not speak to anybody. So a club or like something where you're talking to people, that's my main advice. Okay, so gonna head over to the Instagram. Also, another thing, guys, so many of these submissions are where to find friends or like how to do it. This one is being alone while surrounded by a lot of people, and just like loneliness and being on your own and like friendships and that sort of thing. So I think also know that other people are in the same boat, and there's also, so people always want a new friend. I think it's really easy to tell yourself like, oh, everybody's already made their friends, but it's like that cannot be true. Like, I don't know a single person who would not be up for having a great person in their life. Like, nobody would reject that. So I feel like if you are like compatible as friends, the fact that they already have friends is irrelevant. Like, that's so not worth, like, you know, I just feel like that's a silly argument. I know we all make it, but just remember. Ooh, okay, how do you stand up for yourself when you hate confrontation? I cannot relate to this more. I really don't like confrontation. I'm not very good at it. And I think if I have a problem with someone, I'm not the best communicator. Like, I would much rather brush things under the rug than talk about them. It really depends. With, like, my family, I'll just say it. But with friends, I kind of feel like it's not like if there's a problem. I, like, very rarely have been in that situation, really, where I have a problem with somebody. But if there's something, I do have a specific scenario, actually. Somebody where they did something that I didn't really, well, I flat out, like, didn't agree with. I also had heard some rumours that I didn't like, but again, they were rumours, so who knows. But, you know, when you hear a rumour and it's like, I wouldn't be shocked if that was true. And if it's something that you don't like, I don't know, like, if it's a bad rumour and you wouldn't be surprised that they did it, it's kind of like, why are you friends with them then? If it wouldn't shock you that they did this horrible thing. So, I don't know. But I don't really want to, like, harp on the rumours thing, because it's like, you don't know. But yeah, there was something else that happened that I knew for sure was true, and I didn't like the way they went about it. I also feel like they were just, like, yeah, kind of changing in a way that I didn't like. Or, and I hate, like, I'm very, like, hesitant to say that, because I think people get a lot of hate for, like, changing, and you should always be changing and growing and evolving. That's, like, the point of life. I would be so sad to think that, like, I'm the exact same person now as I was a year ago or in a year's time. Like, you should always be changing. But I do think sometimes what it is, especially at, like, the age I am, is that people will kind of, like, come into themselves in a way, and, like, you realize the things that you really believe in and the things that are really important to you, and, like, your stances on particular things, and the way you just behave around other people. I feel like people come into themselves, and normally that's great, but I know a couple people where they have sort of become, I think they've become who they really are, and I don't like it. I think when we were younger, like in school, for example, I just think you never really thought about it at the time, but I think you didn't really know who you were. You were still figuring things out. You were still, like, for example, like, politics, you were still learning what that is and, like, figuring out, you know, you have, like, your moral intrinsic beliefs, but you don't necessarily have, like, your political views, like, laid out when you're, like, 14, because it's like you've literally just got here, you know, like, you're brand new. That's just one example. But now I have another person in mind where it's kind of like they came into themselves, and I really didn't like what I saw. And I'm trying to say it in a way where it's like, I'm not thinking saying that they changed, or they, like, woke up one day and started, like, being a Tory, or I don't know, just, like, random stuff like that. It's not like they just miraculously changed. Oh my god, this is so not related to the question. Okay, I'll get back to the question in a minute. But I just think a few people I know, it is men actually, classic, have sort of, like, I guess, changed, or, like, I've seen their true colours, maybe that's what I'm trying to say. And I'm seeing things I don't like, I'm hearing things I don't agree with, I'm just a bit, like, hesitant, where I used to not really think about that stuff. And I think the more, like, you grow and become aware of, like, your privileges and also your, like, oppressions, I guess, that shapes friendships, I feel like, and relationships, and just, like, in general, that I don't know, I just think it's interesting to see how people change in that way. And yes, okay, so back to the question. This has happened to me a couple times, and this is a time where I found it really difficult to be, like, confrontational about it and say, like, okay, no, the thing is, I wouldn't be afraid to say, like, oh, I really don't agree with that point, or, like, I don't think you should say that, that's not really fair. Like, I wouldn't in any way be, like, afraid to, you know, put my point forward for that. But for something like that, I can only say that so many times before it just becomes, like, should we even be friends? Like, should I even be spending so much time with you? Should I be, like, investing energy in you when I don't think we're on the same page, you know? If I met you randomly. I really hope they're not listening to this, but I don't think they will be. This is kind of tea. I don't know why I'm doing this. It's not even that relevant to the question, but I feel like it's quite ambiguous. It's kind of like, you know, some people where it's like, if I met you again out of nowhere, would I like you? Would I want you to be my friend? Or would I be like, yeah, maybe, like, I would probably not, like, make the effort, but I would, like, you know, I wouldn't think much of it. Or would I, like, actually actively be like, oh, I do not like the things they're saying, I'm gonna stay away from them? Because if it's that one, it kind of begs the question, why are we friends? And I find that really difficult, because especially, like, friendships or, like, just people that served you a lot at one time and, like, you really valued and, like, and then it's just all shifting. And I think it's a mix of, like, you yourself evolving and other people evolving. And I think it's, like, quite common at this age, like, in your 20s, to maybe see a new side to people and then sort of find out that that actually is them. Like, that's their whole thing. That sort of thing. So it's very, it's interesting, is what I'm going to say. And that's a time where I find it to be really hard to be so confrontational, because to, like, essentially say to somebody, I don't know if we should be hanging out anymore, that's quite deep. It's not just a quick, like, oh, I don't agree with that point, but whatever. To the point, especially I would say in, like, a friendship where you hang out, like, often but not all the time, because then it's a little bit like, well, is this really that deep? Like, do you really have to act on this? But for me personally, yes, I do, in some of these situations. These ambiguous situations. So how do I stand up for myself? And I guess this could go in, like, so many different contexts. That's just sort of what I first thought of. But also, if somebody is mistreating you or, like, you know, constantly putting themselves above you and not being, like, not treating you the way that they would expect to be treated, that kind of thing, it is really difficult if you don't like confrontation. And I honestly feel like there are certain scenarios I have in mind where I don't think I went about this very well. And I'd say I regret it, but I don't really know what I would do differently, because it is just so difficult to be confrontational like that. And I feel like I'm an honest person, and I don't have a problem, like, being honest, but to be confrontational, I just think is a different, it's like another level, and I do think it's difficult. My main thing is that, like, sometimes I don't do this much, but when I have to, I'll do it, and I'll try and think about, like, the issue is you really have to value yourself, and if you're in, like, a stage of, like, low self, like, self-worth, it becomes difficult to do this kind of thing, because you are like, oh, I don't really matter anyway, and that's, like, a really vicious cycle of, like, you know. So, oh god, I feel like I'm so far from the question, but how do I stand up for myself? I try to remember, like, just literally how important it is who you're surrounding yourself with. Like, that is so important. Who you're surrounding yourself with, and also the way that they're treating you. Like, that is almost everything. You know that thing that you're, like, the sum of the seven people you see the most? I don't know if that's necessarily true, but to some extent, like, it has some value, right? And yeah, I just think that that is something to consider. So I try to remember that. I also, like, lean on friends and stuff and, like, have them give advice. But life can be shit, kind of difficult sometimes. How to deal with peer pressure, and they've put in brackets alcohol, vaping, smoking, etc. I'm going to talk about alcohol because that's, like, what I have more experience with. Okay, so I feel like, did I once do a whole episode about alcohol? That actually feels like I might have just planned it and then been like, no. I feel like I did do that briefly. I didn't drink from the ages of, like, 16 to 18, 19, and the reason was I had got drunk, like, a few times before that, and then had, like, one bad experience, nothing, like, bad, just, like, a classic hangover kind of thing. And I really, you know when you're like, oh, I'm so hungover, I'm never drinking again, I actually, like, I follow through with it. The whole of, like, absolute, like my last 2 years of school, I didn't drink. I loved driving, firstly. Like, I loved, if I had a party, I loved driving to the party and knowing that, like, I could leave whenever I wanted. Not like that I ever left early, but like knowing that I didn't have to rely on my parents, like, to stay up for me. Like, that always felt bad. And this way I could, like, drive some friends home as well, and like their parents could sleep. I don't know, I'm a bit too much of a giver. So, and I just, like, I don't like the feeling of being hungover. I don't like the taste of alcohol still now. So I didn't really, yeah, I just didn't really do much drinking. Then I went to uni. I didn't drink in Freshers Week, which is actually crazy looking back on it. Like, that is wild. And then I'm trying to think what else. I think I drank like one or two times in first year. I don't think I drank at all in second year. I had one night where I went to the pub and got like quite drunk. I think that could have been second year summer, maybe. Anyway, third year I did drink a bit, and I feel like I finally got to like a balance of like what I liked. And there is so much pressure in school and also in uni to like act a certain way and do certain things. I feel like in uni there is a big pressure to like go out, and the culture is built off of that. Like, any team or club you join, there will be nights out, and yes, they always try and offer like something, you know, once a year for people that don't drink, but it's like the culture is still of drinking. If you just meet people in general, I feel like going out is like the thing to do, and there is like a big pressure to it. I found personally that once I found people who I've really like liked and like had a good time with, I actually did want to go out. So I don't know, I'm not like speaking for everybody, but that was just like my experience. To be fair, is that true? I feel like I had loads of friends before and I didn't really go out then either. I just think sometimes I want to, sometimes I don't, and it is sometimes hard to like follow through, especially if you're in uni and you want to like see people and make friends. That is kind of the way people socialize, so it's like it's difficult to not have that be your way to socialize as well. I feel like now I don't really care. My answer to this one is how to not deal with peer pressure in these situations is to just become a bit more mature. Like, I don't really care now if somebody, like, if I go to the pub and I'm like, oh, I'll have a ginger beer, and they're like, why are you not drinking? It's like, yeah, just not in the mood today. Like, literally just not in the mood. And whatever they think, I just don't care. And I feel like it's hard because I care so much about like other people's opinion in other scenarios. But I think as you get older, you just learn like not to care. And I'm hoping that I can learn not to care in a few more scenarios. But it just doesn't bother me. And sometimes I will, sometimes I won't. And I do never really feel pressured. It's just like whether I'm in the mood or not. I think I have a very specific mood. Sometimes I just know that I don't want to. And that's just me. I just don't want to sometimes. I don't like having a glass of wine. I just don't, like, that's just not my vibe. I don't enjoy that. So I don't do that sort of thing. Like, normally if I drink, it'll be like to have like three drinks sort of thing, because I don't like the taste. So it's like, kind of, what's the point for one drink? Like, if I don't feel it at all. But I guess I would probably feel it on one drink because I'd never really drink. So, but yeah, I know that's not the best advice, but just like, again, with the, like, the similar to the last point, who are you surrounding yourself with, and do you care what they think of you? Like, maybe something to consider. This is such a weird episode. I feel very like, ooh, about this. This is very different, I feel like, to previous stuff. I don't know. This just feels like, oh my god, all my cards are out on the, I feel like naked. But I've not even said anything crazy. Ooh, okay. This is a nice, fun, lighthearted one. Not big sister advice, but advice for traveling India. Essentials, what do I need? Okay, great question. Depends where you're staying. Like, if you need to bring a towel, that kind of thing. Maybe one of those microfiber ones. Let me say, this is going to be, like, other than the obvious stuff, because I feel like that's not that interesting. If you're staying in hostels, bring a padlock, microfiber towel, like, Crocs or, like, flip-flops or something for the shower, that sort of thing. But I would say it's hot, but you do want to cover up. And previously I was like, my mindset was like, oh, I would obviously always cover up for like a temple or like for something that was like you have to cover up for, basically. But just for like walking around, I don't really mind. Like, obviously I'm not gonna wear like, basically a lot of people dress like a lot more modest there than I'm used to anyway. And I always thought like, oh, I don't really mind, like I'll just wear what I normally wear, because that's what I did in Southeast Asia. And I just think because there's so many backpackers there, it's like very normalized and it's like completely fine, you can wear whatever you want really. But in India I did feel uncomfortable and like different in like an uncomfortable way when I was wearing, and I can't stress enough, I never wore anything crazy, but even if I was wearing like spaghetti straps, I just did not feel comfortable. So I would say bring more options than you would think for like more covered up outfits, because I personally would have worn more if I'd had them. So favorite things I wore were like my linen trousers, midi dresses, linen shirt, I wore that a lot. One that you can throw on over something as well, like a, I quite liked wearing like a midi dress that had spaghetti straps, but then also having a shirt to go with it, so like I could have both options, because it is hot, so you also have to be worried about that. I'd say trainers. It's not really like Europe though, like I didn't really walk that much there. It kind of depends, but a lot of the roads, it's not really like you would walk along them. Obviously it depends where you are, but for a lot of it, I didn't like get that many steps, so I wouldn't really be too worried about like, you know, the comfiest shoes of your life or anything. Obviously comfy shoes, but not like, I'm not telling you you're gonna walk loads. Trying to think what else. Bring a water bottle like that you can refill. If you care about the temperature of your water, buy one of those ones that keeps it cold. And the Uniqlo bag is my big recommendation to everyone ever. Any bag like that that's like a crossbody that fits a big water bottle in it, and then also like your wallet and like keys, a few other little bits, bobs, lip balm, that sort of thing. Because it's so much easier than like carrying a tote bag. Also a backpack is like you can't see your backpack, so this is like a bit safer. And yeah, I would, if you don't have one of those bags, just get one. They're so good. I don't even know, it genuinely changed my life, because I was one of those people that took a tote bag everywhere, because I always carry my water. Even to go on like a walk, I'll take it. Even if like a 45 minute walk, I'd take my water. So I would be carrying this tote bag everywhere. And this bag, this Uniqlo bag, really did change my life. Like genuinely, like I'm not, this sounds like I'm exaggerating, but genuinely did change my life. So I'm really glad that they brought it out. But yeah, also have so much fun. India was so fun. I had like such a good time. I'm already sort of thinking about planning another trip. And Shreya, who I went with, is actually going back in February for a wedding, which I'm so jealous. I actually got invited. I met the person that's getting married when I was there. But I have uni, so I can't go. But I'm jealous. I feel like I want to go like more often. So have a great time. It's just the best vibe. Okay, cool. Thank you very much for listening to this kind of weird ep. Maybe the spooky energy is among me and I gave you a weird ep. Maybe you don't feel like that. I don't know. I just feel like I kind of went on some random tangents, but hopefully in a good way. I feel like I kind of spoke about some things I've not really spoken about before. So hopefully you enjoyed that. And yeah, just thank you as always for tuning in and listening. Obviously it means a lot to me. And you guys are just so cool. So cool. And I feel like I met quite a few people this week that were like, I listened to the podcast, which is so crazy and just nice. That people actually, I don't know, it just feels so weird, because I just sit in my room and record these every week and it just doesn't feel real. Sometimes I talk to myself, sometimes, a lot of the times I talk to myself, and it's just random that like this particular 45 minutes gets uploaded online. So yeah, it's just weird. That's sometimes why I'm like, have I said that on the podcast, or did I just speak that to myself, you know? But thank you very much for listening. I hope you have a lovely week. And I'll catch you next Monday. Bye.